NAVEDTRA 14233 Alpha, Naval Construction Force, CB-1 and Charlie. Copyright Navy, BMR.com. Chapter 2. 1. How many levels of CB construction management are there? 3. 2. What level of construction management is used at the company level? Level 2. 3. What level of construction management is used at the operations officer or detail officer in charge level? Level 1. 4. What level of construction management is used by the crew leader and focuses attention on the crew leader's particular project? Level 3. 5. What method is construction management in the CBs based on? Critical path method, Charlie Papa Mike. 6. Who has functional oversight over battalion construction and disaster preparedness programs? S3, Sierra 3. 7. What division maintains the as-built drawings for projects under construction? Engineering. 8. What division documents command policies and methods of implementing, administering, and monitoring construction to ensure the highest quality products? QC, Quebec Charlie. 9. Planning for construction tasking begins approximately how many months before deployment when the battalion receives the tentative tasking message? 10. 10. What represents a decision point, major accomplishment, or a deliverable? Milestone. 11. What is the primary tool used by managers to monitor the project planning process? Project planning checklist. 12. What is a universal standard used throughout the private construction industry and the Department of Defense? Master format. 13. What is the process of determining the amount and type of work to be performed and the quantities of material, labor, and equipment needed? Estimating. 14. Project managers and supervisors break a project down into logical, sequenced, general areas of work, known as what? Master activities. 15. What type of estimates use the smallest work element of a project to create the most accurate estimate? Detailed. 16. What are the two material estimate processes? Quantifying and tabulating. 17. What is the end state of the material estimate? Bill of materials, Bravo Mike. 18. What are areas that require labor but do not have material directly tied to the labor? Work area. 19. What refers to the tools, instruments, machinery, civil engineering support equipment, and plant equipment required in the performance of construction work? Construction equipment. 20. What percent of the speed limits does equipment speed usually average? 40 to 65. 21. What type of labor includes all man days expended directly on an assigned construction task, either in the field or in the shops, which contribute directly to the completion of the project? Direct. 22. What type of labor includes all labor required to support construction tasking that does not contribute directly to the completion of a project? Indirect. 23. What type of labor includes all labor not considered to be productive labor since it does not contribute directly or indirectly to the project? Overhead. 24. A man day is a unit of work performed by one person in how many hours? 8. 25. What type of chart is a graphic representation of task duration against time? Gantt. 26. How many levels of Gantt charts do military engineers use? 3. 27. What Gantt chart level do military engineers use for an individual project plan as well as to control and evaluate progress? Level 2. 28. What level of Gantt chart do military engineers use to plan, schedule, and monitor or control the day-to-day operations of the project? Level 3. 29. What Gantt chart level do military engineers use as the primary management tool to integrate efforts and manage overall unit tasking? Level 1. 30. What is a planning and control technique that overcomes the disadvantages of using only a Gantt chart and provides an accurate, timely, and easily understood picture of the project? Critical path method. 31. What two products is the CPM comprised of? Logic network and precedence diagram.
32. The primary purpose of what is to show overall project duration and to identify the critical path. Precedence diagram. 33. What demonstrates that the early start and finish days for an activity depend upon the number and duration of the activities which must be completed prior to the activity starting? Forward pass. 34. If delayed by any amount of time, what delays the entire project's completion by the same amount of time? Critical activity. 35. What is the number of days an activity can be delayed without delaying the project completion date? Total float. 36. What is the number of days an activity can be delayed without reducing float from the follow-on activity by delaying its early start date? Free float. 37. What is the most common logic type used by military engineers? Finish to start. 38. What process involves shifting construction activity schedules to spread requirements across the time frame of the project while at the same time avoiding overall project duration delay? Resource leveling. 39. Who is responsible for coordinating and scheduling requirements so that the right materials, tools, equipment, and personnel are available at the right time? Project crew leader. 40. What is the primary management support tool the project crew leader uses to manage near and far horizon coordination and planning? 2-week schedule. 41. Increasing availability by what percent has the same effect as adding another member to your crew? 10. 42. What are the techniques used to evaluate the status of a project and compare the actual progress to the scheduled progress referred to as? Project monitoring. 43. HHQ conducts an in-process review of construction projects at or about how many days in? 30. 44. What provides data for construction management and statistics calculations? Labor accounting. 45. The Command Safety Office administers the command's safety program and provides technical guidance according to what manual? COM 2nd NCB and COM 3rd NCB Instruction 5100.1 Series. 46. Who is responsible for ensuring that personnel wear personal protective equipment at all times? Crew leader. 47. All temporary power sources must be inspected, certified safe, and tagged with the inspector's name, company, and date prior to first use. How often are recertifications required thereafter? 2 weeks. 48. What will identify any hazards associated with exposure to a specific material? MSDS, Mike Sierra, Delta Sierra. 49. One fire extinguisher is required for every how many square feet of building space? 3,000. 50. Travel distance from any point to the nearest extinguisher will not exceed how many feet? 100. 51. Tools and toolkits returned to CTR must be inventoried with what filled out for any missing or broken items? 1250-1s. 52. What prints show how the project was actually constructed? Red line. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com.